in to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 176 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, Sean Orford, and my kind of aging computer here. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Delay. Yeah, it's showing its age a little bit, this machine. 5 years old, this MacBook Pro.
Can't you kind of defrag it?
I'm currently in this... I'm trying to sort some bits out on it, because, yeah, I'd fill up the hard drive.
Isn't there a new operating system just coming out now?
Yeah, I'm getting to the point with this, though, whether I worry about whether I should update it completely or not.
Do you think it might not do it?
The last time I did it, it was... just took all night, and I was, like, terrified the next morning whether everything was going to work still.
And did it work?
Yeah, it did. To be fair, it did. And it sped it up, so...
So I wonder whether I should do mine, you see.
Yeah, well, yours is a lot newer than mine. Computer, but... I can't knock these things. I've had it 4 or 5 years now, and it's not missed a beat. Yeah.
Yeah, it's your life, isn't it?
It's a good tool, isn't it? Yeah. These things, so...
It's good.
Yeah. Hey-ho. Anyway, we're not talking about Apple today. I promise. We're talking about siblings, aren't we?
Yeah, interesting one.
Yeah, a listener has emailed in, wanted us to talk about getting on with siblings and whether you need to kind of repack or how much effort you need to put into these relationships we're born with, or whether sometimes it's best just to kind of cut them loose. But we'll talk about that in a bit. There'll be a few links to articles and clips and videos and stuff, as ever, liveinthepresent.co.uk, all the show notes and links to this week's show, all previous episodes as well. Sean will be doing a blog post to accompany it.
He will indeed.
Well, yeah. Yeah, check it out. Lots of cool stuff on there. Have a look. But what have you been up to, Sean? You all right?
I need to kind of shout out for after I went to that conference that I was at with CIPP. We went off and spent 5 days in a cottage, which was amazing because I was actually offline. It was a cottage in the middle of nowhere with an outside jacuzzi, but there was no telephone, no Wi-Fi, no telephone signal, nothing. There was no televisions, nothing at all.
Electricity, yeah.
There was electricity, and there was an oil tank in the garden-y bit that heated up this jacuzzi that we spent most of our time in drinking champagne, looking up at the sky, which was quite amazing. And one of the things that we both acknowledged was we actually talked to each other.
What?
You know, yes, my God. We actually, yeah.
For like 3 days?
We were there Friday through to Monday. So the thing was that we took loads of DVDs with us and like computer play DVDs and ended up not looking at anything at all. And it was really nice to kind of say hi to each other again and kind of, you know, I remember you. That was good. Didn't realise how much... Okay, we were crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy times. But the how much the kind of media and stuff's in the way as well.
Mm.
And not having that around. And phones not going off. And
we are running a big experiment, aren't we, society at the moment? And wonder what the effects will be in 20, 30 years.
I did come back to 110 emails. And about 60 texts that I need to deal with that I'm in the process of.
You're just kind of working your way through it, eh?
Yeah.
But first of all, we have an audience to deal with.
I
just want to give a quick shout out.
Yeah.
There's not too much exciting going on in my life apart from emailing and
being
busy. And being here. being here. But apparently, it is today when we record this. By the time it goes out, it'll be long gone. It's World Mental Health Day. So there's loads of cool stuff online. I'll put a link up to the UK site, which has got some cool articles and things to go on. But I think it's worth mentioning that, especially on this show in particular.
And it fits very much with last week's show about the rise in anxiety with young women.
Indeed.
Particularly, yeah.
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 For sure. So check it out. Let us know what you think. And if there's anything relating to it that you would like us to discuss in future episodes, just drop us an email via the site and we'll... schedule it in. But let's dive into this week's show. We've had a listener email us in very short and sharp email, but saying how much they enjoyed a previous episode, but then saying they would like a bit of advice on kind of getting on with siblings. Yeah, and I thought that'd be right up your street, Sean. Because
well, it's weird, isn't it? Because I feel like I have lots of things to say about it.
Yeah.
But you're probably much more qualified in this area than I am.
In how it's done, how to do it properly.
Because you actually get on with your siblings.
Yeah. Well, I do. Yeah, we do. Quite fortunate in that sense.
But your family get together.
Do you want some water?
No, I'm okay. Your family get together and you have real social events where people are nice to each other and it's kind of positive and good stuff like that. And Ree's family does that.
Yeah, well, which you're now a big part of.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose in many ways they are my family.
You sit in the corner and dish out advice and they come to you, don't they, for counsel.
Yeah, just charge them less. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But the idea of is blood thicker than water? In my case, certainly not. Certainly not at all. And the issue about should you get on with your family better than you should get on with anybody else, I don't really understand that. People are people, and some of them you may be related to.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I, when we were talking about this before, we were talking about the idea that groups of mammals come together and they live in groups, whether it's whales or chimpanzees or yeah. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue for me in that is there's a mutual advantage in doing it. And like the mutual advantage in your family is that you all look after each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. My experience of my family was like it was being tossed into a snake pit. It wasn't like there was support. I've got some odd memories of my brother around the time when Winston, my son, died. And he was around. He was around at that time, and I can't deny that.
Yeah, cool.
That was, yeah. But for the rest of it, it's like, no way. No way. It's like the mutuality means that you are the butt end of other people's needs.
Yeah.
Because my image that I have of my father is the one of, if you're an emotional pygmy, you need to stand on top of other people to gain some height.
Yep.
And that's what used to happen in my family. The problem was I was at the bottom of the pile being trodden on. So that for me, going at 15 was okay. Difficult, but okay.
Yep.
And I tried to reintegrate, but that it never really worked. And then I got to the point where my mother died, and at that point I decided, okay, no, I've had enough now. I don't need to pretend. I don't need to pretend. Go to family gatherings to be treated in the same way that I was treated when I was a kid. I just didn't need it anymore.
Yeah, but you can see how it's done now. Well, now you're with Ree and you've got the big clan here, haven't you, that come around every weekend. So
the thing that fascinates me about extended families, about things when you get a natal family where there are rules of engagement, everyone knows where they stand and it's great, it's fun, it's good.
Yep.
And then somebody meets a partner. And it's great if the two families get on with each other. But very often the values of the new partner are different. And it could be a male or a female partner. And I've seen someone then taken away from, changed in such a way that the natal family now starts to break down.
Right.
Yeah. And this new partner is the one that is blamed for it, which may or may not be true. And the other thing that happens around that is that when you get these developing relationships, you can then, I see, quite a lot of sibling rivalry, where if one person is more successful or, you know, financially more successful or whatever,
yep.
Has greater status, then people can start to feel really at odds. So say you're the eldest child and you're the child who, because of your position throughout the family, have always felt that you've got that status.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly the younger kids are coming up and maybe they are richer and more successful than you are. What does that make you feel like?
Yeah, okay.
And those kind of conflicts do start to bite in.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, I need to ask my brother what he earns and my sister. It's probably more than me, but hey, yo. Is he happy? Yeah, he is actually. It's fine.
It's interesting when you look at finance and you look at groups, is that most friends in friendship groups, their incomes vary about 10%.
Yeah.
Between them, they're all around. Like, you know, it's like we're all in the same kind of space.
Yeah.
And the same kind of things does tend to be true in families, unless it's the person that's married this new partner who's got loads of dosh.
Mm.
You know, then it's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
That changes things, eh?
Yeah, hugely.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm the eldest in my little clan of three siblings. But, well, I guess fortunate in the sense that I guess this comes down to the value of parenting, really, because I'm getting this with my two lads now, kind of trying to steer them in the right direction as a duo. But yeah, we grew up as a tight unit, as I say. Didn't really acknowledge my sister's existence until she was about 13 or 14. But we get on like a house on fire now. She lives just down the road in her house, which isn't on fire, I don't think. But yeah, we're a tight unit. My brother comes up, he works in London, lives down there, and comes up every few weeks, and we all get together. But I guess when we get together, we don't kind of, me and my brother especially, and I grew up, you know, sharing a bedroom with him for most of our early years, and mucking around on our bikes and going and playing football with him. When he comes back now, we never feel the sense where we have to catch up, and we have to have that sit down and kind of, oh, what you been up to? Tell me this, tell me that. We skip all that nonsense. We just get to, because we have this kind of like subconscious understanding, I guess, where we can just sit down and not have to kind of catch up on any small talk. We can just sit down and watch Seinfeld. Or...
That's like sit down and just being able to be.
Yeah.
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 And I've never really known that. I mean, I do feel that with Ree, that we can just be together. I mean, it's great when we go on holidays together and we just are.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be anything. We can just be, which is, that's quite a magical thing.
Yeah.
But my experience of being a sibling with my siblings was that it was always hard work. And going to any event was always stressful because of the preparation, the emotional preparation, what it is I'm going to have to do.
As a grown-up or when
you... Yeah, yeah, right the way through till I got to that point where I thought, what on earth am I doing this for?
So even now that your folks aren't on the scene anymore, you didn't feel any urge to kind of try and patch it up or...?
No.
Mm.
No. Just the odd experiences that I had when I did attempt things were just so meaningless that in the end I just thought, no, I'm kidding myself. It's almost as though when you suffer from some kind of parental deprivation, you can end up searching for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's true of families too. You know, it was weird when I was a kid because I'd go and be with someone, a friend's family from school, maybe. And they were normal people. They were sane. They had sane relationships. And they treated each other amiably. And it was a nice place to be. And I was always gobsmacked by it. And it was like the thing about, I hated Sundays because my father was there and he was so horrible. You know, and other people had really good experiences. It's like Ree's lot love Sunday lunches. To me, a Sunday lunch is like, oh, my God.
Really?
I'd rather stick pins in my eyes. You know,
yeah, over the summer holes where we live, it's quite a... On the estate, there's a lot of kids that run around and bikes and all that and mucking about. And this summer, Will's getting older, so he was out and about. And we kind of, our little area of where we live was where a lot of kids would hang out and climb the trees and stuff. And Will fell out and bashed his head, hey-ho. But there was a group of kids that kind of started hanging out with us more and more. And we, to the point where we weren't, you know, the parents where we all live were kind of asking questions about what kind of life they had. Because he just sensed that things weren't quite right at home, they weren't being looked after properly, and I don't know, he didn't want to kind of rub it in their faces, but they'd come round in the morning and like, oh, what do you want to do today? And we'd be saying, oh, we're going out, sorry, we're going to go to West Kirby, or we're going to do, go. And every day we'd be doing things with our kids, and these kids were like, you know, for the almost the whole summer holiday, just like left to their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder what kind of,
yep,
what track they're being taken down on. That's the,
yeah, yeah,
the value of parenting. Because I can see already from, well, I can't guarantee it, but I can see my two lads, their relationship they've got, and we've just moved them into the same bedroom. So they've got, they're sharing a bedroom now. So we give them stories before bed together and all that. And I just know that they're going to be all right. Those two, like, good buddies for life.
Yeah, that's good.
But I guess for a grown up, like our listener that is emailed in with your situation as well, it's like we are kind of encouraged to do everything to patch up relationships in families, aren't
but
we?
I think.
Do we need to?
Obviously, I'm biased because, and I'm quite open about that. Yeah. It's like the question to me would be: is it necessary to say to another person, "Yes, I want to be with you because we're having this meaningful relationship, and we're working together and we like each other, and it's a developing thing." Or is it that I'm stuck in this world of orchards and musts and duty? Yeah, and I personally, from my experience, no longer feel that blood is thicker than water. Just because someone is related to you doesn't mean to say that you have to like them or you have to get on with them.
Mm-hmm. And does this mean I don't have to do the podcast anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Off the hook.
No chance. The issue would be, If the pair of you as siblings have things in common and things that you want to work at and things where you can support each other, then the relationship has a relevance. If the relationship is full of angst and hurt or bitterness or anything else, then you have to decide, is that what you want in your life? Mm. And we had a classic example a few episodes ago where we had Alex on, and Alex had pruned her relationship tree quite severely to things that worked for her.
And pretty ruthless, yeah.
But the difference in her was that she was now happy.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think that that's a big one. And one of the problems, inevitably, when you get into issues of family and what should I do in the orchards and must bit, is it's loaded with guilt. And that's when it can be really difficult.
Yep.
Yeah, because guilt is a horrible driver to make you do things that maybe emotionally you don't want to do.
Mm. Tricky one. Yeah, I know. Well, let's put ourselves in the shoes of a listener then and assume that, let's say that she wants to patch up a relationship or make an effort.
Two things.
Yeah.
Two things. Either you...
It's two-way, obviously. A two-way street, isn't it?
But either you're going to take it head-on and you're going to say to this person, OK, we need to sit down, cards on the table,
yeah,
kind of thing, yeah? Or you have to involve yourself in the law of allowing.
Mm-hmm.
And the law of allowing means that you have to allow the other person to be what they need to be without making demands on them to be what you need them to be.
Yeah.
And that's quite a hard place to be sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it's tricky stuff, this, isn't it?
Yeah, so maybe the three options are, it's like cards on the table and we actually have to sit down and sort this out. And sometimes you do need a referee to do that. You need, like, the mediator.
Yep.
Either it's the, you know, OK, I don't want to do this anymore, you know. Or maybe there's a third option. What do you think the third option could be?
Oof, put me on the spot like that, Sean. How dare you?
The only thing I can think of is the put up and shut up, you know, that you just allow them to be it.
Okay.
You know.
And just get on with it.
Yeah. And accept, you know, allow the mad people to be mad without joining them.
Give them half an hour on Christmas Day and then say ta-ra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loads of people do that, don't they?
You
know,
yeah.
Well, hard one.
All right, cool. Have you got a resource?
One of the things that I actually do with people who are going through similar kind of issues is I get them to do a family tree, right? But this isn't a family tree. Yes, it starts off as a family tree that has people's names on. But what you start to do is, as you go through the family tree, you start to add other things in, like emotions. How do I feel? You know, does this person make me feel good? And when you, and sometimes people use colours like you would with a mind map. So they're starting to colour the family tree as an emotional family tree. Yeah. And if you go back to people like Alex who felt able to prune things, maybe that's where the pruning comes from.
Yeah.
That you decide that there are relationships here that serve me well that I want to invest in. there are relationships that don't serve me well, but maybe I feel like I have to invest in.
Yep.
And there are relationships I don't want.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But by doing it, like a visual mind map, you start to see things. And you can do that with... I've had people do it with families. I've had people do it with friendship groups. I've also had companies do it with teams.
Okay.
Yeah, where you're starting to look at the tree of the team and colour it in terms of what works and what doesn't.
Mm, interesting tool. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like it.
Yeah.
Cool. I've got a TED Talk series, or series of TED Talks, which certainly our listener will want to have a look at. What's it called? Talk. Yeah, so talks to watch when your family's in trouble. I think it is. I'm going to go shortened your.
No, it's good on you.
But yeah, there's eight little short videos you can watch. You know, some of them might be more relevant than others, but take a look. There's some interesting stuff there as ever. So. Mm. Thank you, TED.com. Whenever I'm stuck for resources, I always check it out there.
Let's hear it for TED.
Never fails. Right, okay, next week we'll have another listener request, because as I've said previously, we've got loads to get through, but we need more. We're always after more, aren't we, Sean?
Yeah.
In fact, I can't remember the last time we actually just did one off our own bat. We've had that many emails.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is cool.
This one's stuck a spoon in my unconscious. I have got a whole load of things rattling around from this one that I'm going to go away and be thinking about. Mm.
Okay, so we could have a part two maybe at some point.
Yeah. Maybe I'll invite one of my siblings on the show.
Whoa, that would be cool. And I'll bring one of mine on as well, and we won't need to talk about anything. We'll just sit there and watch footy or something.
That's good.
All right, livingthepresent.co.uk for all the show notes and links. There are a few articles that I didn't mention that I think are worth investigating that I'll put in there as well. Check out the website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. And we'll see you all next week.
Yeah, so, that's good.
Take it easy.
Bye.
See you later.